Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
It's Rick Tittle.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, your ugly face has got to go. TGIF, what is going on in your sporting world? It is Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, around the world, on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm Rick Tittle, and we're here for you. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, rollerball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket, all that stuff. All under one roof, the Costco of sports talk here at Sports Byline, Titillating Sports. I am your eponymous host. Now, it is a Friday, as I mentioned, and in the first hour, we always love to check in with our good friend and the famous movie critic Jan Wall. She'll be with us, as will a cavalcade of entertainment guests. We're going to have a couple of directors, and also we're going to welcome, in about a half hour, film critic Thelma Adams back to the show. As well. So we'll have two, double your pleasure, double mint gum with the film critics. In the second hour, Hall of Famer Lisa Leslie will join us once again on the show. Always great to bring her in. Bernie Sue will also be back on the show to talk about what's going on with his Peabody winning series, Artificial. And then we'll have some more movie directors in the second hour, a new climbing film called The Alpinist. In other words, getting up the alchemist, alpinist, like climbing the Alpine Mountains. Aha! Paralympics, all that under one roof, as I mentioned. Okay, big shout out to our troops listening, both home and abroad, on American Forces Radio Network. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. Also, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, all apropos applications for receiving the programming. And you can also listen to us on sportsbyline.com as we stream along there. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com or mrhandsome@imsocool.org. I can get them there as well. Toll-free line 1-800-878-PLAY, Twitter @RickTittle. Come on back with Jan Wall.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
All right, thank you so much. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you and around the world on American Forces Radio Network as well. Syndicated stations dotted across this great land of ours. And as I mentioned Friday with our friend, film critic, Hollywood insider, Jan Wall. How you doing, Jan?
I'm doing great. How are you, Ricky?
Not too bad. Let's get to our first guest. We have a filmmaker with us, director Dan Greenstone, and he's here to talk about his new documentary called Far Out West. Dan, welcome to the show. This has to do with a certain commune out here in California. And I know growing up as a Bay Area native, I heard a lot about communes in the 60s and the 70s, and it always seemed to be kind of just a little bit of a phase. But this one was the real deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, this was a fascinating one, and it's great to be with you both. The Crystal Commune started in 1971, and I think it's the most creative and colorful commune of all the many communes in the Bay Area. They started out kind of in a classic hippie way. There were about two dozen members who lived in one giant non-monogamous family. They had children together. But then they took a really interesting twist. In the 80s, they sort of adapted with the times and became a computer startup and wound up making millions of dollars. It's a really fascinating group.
Wow. And who led this fascinating group?
Well, he's quite a character. His name was Brother Judd. That was his commune name. His real name was John Pressman, and he was really kind of a wild life. He was a World War II veteran, and he kind of ranged around the East Coast during the 50s. He hung out with Allen Ginsberg, and he and Timothy Leary got kicked off a little island in the Caribbean for swinging and doing too many drugs. And by the late 60s, he decided he was quite a character. He decided...
Well, yeah, but you've got to be so bad to be kicked off an island for doing that. But okay, go ahead.
Yeah, by the late 60s, he was interested in starting communes. And he had all this credibility, you know, from the counterculture. And he was quite a bit older. He was about 30 years older than everyone else in the commune. And he moved out west. You know, he sort of thought that's where the action is, in San Francisco. to. He moved to the Hate and sort of put out his shingle and started kind of pitching his philosophy. And he was able to attract a pretty big group after a while. Quite a character.
Now, you mentioned...
And he made...
Go ahead, Jen.
Well, they made all that money. You mentioned that they did very well in the... how did that come about?
Yeah, well, you know, so one of the things that really intrigued me about this subject is, and I'm in Chicago, and I don't know, I know you're in the Bay Area there, Jan. I'm not quite sure how well this is understood outside of the Bay Area, but a lot of folks in the rest of the country, I think, can't quite reconcile that the Bay Area both is Silicon Valley and the home of the counterculture. And what I really like about this project is it's both sides of that. And there is actually a link. You know, I think it may seem incongruous at first that these people who were, you know, anti-war hippies became millionaires selling Apple computers. But they really didn't see it as a contradiction. I think both both the culture and Silicon Valley come from a utopian impulse. And you often find, if you go deep into the stories of some of these Silicon Valley founders, that they were part of the counterculture, experimenting with hallucinogenics, often like kind of dropping out of, you know, Stanford or other kind of mainstream institutions to kind of do their own thing. And so I hope you can really see that in this film.
When you mention non-monogamous, that sounds fun on paper, but after a while, I mean, you said they start having kids. I would imagine, how did they deal with jealousies and things like that?
It's such an on-point question. We were lucky enough to interview 15 of the former members, and there's a huge range, as you can imagine, of how that really was in reality for them. And they preached, they coined a term called polyfidelity. And the idea was that their basic critique of society was that greed and selfishness were the root of all evil. And that extended, you know, obviously monetarily. They were, you know, socialists in how they shared money. But it also extended into human relationships, and that there was something wrong and possessive if you had special feelings for another person. And so their sort of explicit philosophy was, we don't do that. We have escaped that bad conditioning, and we love everyone equally. The reality is, as you know, becomes clear over the course of the film, is it's a lot harder than it sounds. You know, it's a lot harder than it sounds to say, I am equally in love with and passionate about this person as that other person. And so there were some real struggles about that. And you could get in a lot of trouble if you were seen to or thought to be favoring one person. Some really interesting stories there.
Fascinating. Speaking of trouble, could you leave when you wanted to?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question, Jan. So one of the things that we address in the film is whether it was a cult. And it has some of the features. You know, Brother Judd was this charismatic guy, much older, sleeping with much younger women. Some of those things may be familiar from, you know, I know cult films are very popular these days. The former members had some disagreement about that question, about whether it was a cult, and I guess I'd love to let the viewers kind of make up their own mind about it, but we do address it.
I can't wait to see it.
And so, thanks. And, but you absolutely, I'll put it this way, if it was a cult, it was on the gentler side. You absolutely could leave. There was no physical abuse of any kind. There was certainly emotional, you know, manipulation, I guess is what I would say. One of the most interesting things about the group to me is they invented this form of group criticism they had a good sense of humor, too. They had a funny name for it. It's called Gestaltorama. And they would put someone on what they called the hot seat, and then the whole rest of the group would go at them and just tell them what they were doing wrong and how they were being selfish or bad. And they had to just kind of sit there and take it. And it's a huge gift to us as filmmakers that they recorded almost everything. We went through over 250 hours of home movies.
Wow.
And there's some just grueling sessions that you'll see in the film where they're just tearing each other apart. And that's the closest, I would say, to where they verge into that kind of controlling and emotional manipulation. But there certainly wasn't any physical abuse that we learned about.
Last question for you. You know, there's always, I would think there's always one or two people that will have been in it and maybe are very much and I don't want to say an enemy, but maybe will poo-poo it. Did you talk to people who did not like their experience there?
Absolutely. And I think that there was really, even with each person, there were ambivalent feelings. You know, the movie opens with an interview of a wonderful woman named Lynn, who's still lives in the Haight-Ashbury. And she says, and I think it sums it up pretty well, she says, you know, being part of Carista is the thing I'm most proudest of in my life, and it's the thing I'm most embarrassed about. And I think that kind of sums up how a lot of them feel. It was a mix of good and bad. It wasn't a failure, and it obviously didn't change the world the way they were hoping it would.
How can we get our eyeballs on this?
So it's on, you can rent it on all the platforms that you would go to rent digitally. It's on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, Vudu, and just search for Far Out West. And, I think people will enjoy it in the Bay Area especially.
Far Out West, we've been speaking with director Dan Greenstone. It says Inside California's Carista Commune. Yeah, thanks, Dan.
It's so great to be with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. And,
wow, that is so fascinating. I am so far away from being in a cult that, one person can't tell me what to do. I can't imagine a group, but how great that they're interesting docs like that. I just love it.
All right. Good stuff. We'll take a quick break, and we will continue with another director on the other side, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall. Come on back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right. How about that? Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you on Sports Byline USA, syndicated across the country and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. We now welcome another filmmaker with us. It is director Chris McDonald. He's here to talk about his new movie, Queen of the Beach, which is going to be on digital on August 15th. It has already won 11 festival awards. Chris, welcome to the show. This is about a young woman named Shilpa Pujar, who you saw her and you got absolutely entranced by her, didn't you?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, thank you for having me on the show. I actually did a trip to Goa and in 2008, and I met her on the beach when she was 9 years old. And ended up following her story over the course of 11 years. So the film begins when she's 9, and at the end of it, she's 21.
She is so charismatic. She is so unusual. I can see why you immediately focused on her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is. She's very bright. I learned in our very short encounter that she had been working on the beach since she was 5 years old. And at this time, she was only 9. She was demonstrating, really strong business skills, speaking different languages, cracking jokes, busting into song. And when we sat down to do a little interview, I asked her if she had a dream in life, and she told me that her dream was to go to school. Mm. And when she told me that, yeah, that really touched me.
And we should let people know there's nothing. She was actually trying to just hawk people to buy jewelry and clothing. That was her whole thing, to, like, lure people in, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So she sells from a shop on the beach. It's a tiny little shop. Clothes and trinkets. And Goa, the beach there, it's largely dominated by foreigners. So I was one of many tourists that hit the sand and then encountered her that day.
How did her life go? I guess we have to see the movie to figure that out.
Well, yeah, so I had 2 days where, one day with the camera on her, kind of shadowing her work, and I was able to return the following year, and that's when I met her mother and was introduced to her family, and I was pretty much just covering her story of sacrifice and survival. She comes from a unique tribe called the Banjara people, who live one day at a time. She's a migrant worker. So basically their goal every day is to just make money and put food on the table, right? And yet she had this dream of going to school, and she had bigger aspirations for herself and was clearly demonstrating that she had the gifts and the potential. So at one point in my journey, as you'll see, I insert myself into the narrative and try to help her achieve this goal of going to school.
That's very cool. Now, you also have a nom de plume as well. Is it Cliche?
That's right. Yeah, Cleach. Cleach. Which was a nickname. Yeah. It's a nickname I picked up in high school, and I've signed all my artwork. I did a lot of young and have credited all my films using that moniker.
Can we ask why you got the nickname Cleach? It's not one of those Brett Kavanaugh things, right?
No, you can indeed. I actually had a high school art teacher who was an apprentice of Pablo Picasso.
Wow.
So I was, and this is in small town Aurelia, 24,000 people. But he would pronounce my name Cleach. It's like Cleach.
Oh.
And so my friends kind of jumped on that, and pretty soon I was Cleach. Cleach. This is, at a time, Yeah, and this is, you know, I was a YouTube fan. You know, there were a lot of one-name monikers out there, so.
Now, this movie has won so many awards, and, you know, audience loving it. And what do you think that's about? I mean, people are really connecting.
Yeah, you know, it was extremely fulfilling to be able to go back to India after having shot the film over 11 years, 5 trips. It was accepted into a number of festivals there, and I went back in 2020, just before the pandemic shut down the world, and we won 11 awards in 8 festivals. Mm. And at all 8 festivals, we picked up Best Picture or Best Documentary. So that was really, but just to know that the people of India embraced the film, and in particular, I would have students coming to me after the screening. It was the young kids, and they were coming to me and thanking me for shining a light on the plight of child labor in India and the problems facing young girls trying to achieve an education.
So that was
really touching.
I'm always fascinated by these long-term projects by filmmakers like you. You said 5 trips. Did you ever get to the point where you're like, I've done 4 trips, the film is ready to go, or you're like, no, one more. When was it enough?
You know what? It's funny that you say that, because after the 3rd trip, I thought that we were done. And I finished the film. I cut it took a rough cut to Toronto to the Hot Docs Film Festival, where I met with some distributors. And there was one distributor who had watched the rough cut, and he said, you have to go back. You can't leave it like this. Mm. This girl's amazing, and I think you should continue following her story. At this point, I had lost contact with Shilpa, which is expressed in the film. She was 12, and a number of years had passed. So I was encouraged to go back. So I went back 5 years later and reconnected with her when she was 17. But thinking the whole plan was to go back and just shoot a 2-minute, closure that would play in the credits. Where is she now? And instead, when I arrived, the story just took off. And this becomes half of the film.
Wow. The cinema culture of India is pretty remarkable. First of all, they make more movies and always have than anyone in the world, in any country. And they have this huge history, you know, Sajat Ray and forward. It's just amazing that the people should respond the way they have. And I'm so glad they have, because this is an important kind of filmmaking.
Yeah, thank you. You know, probably our most prestigious festival that we played in was the Jaipur International Film Festival. And yeah, it was, you know, I felt like an ambassador for Canada, actually, when my name was called out and I took this stage. It was really good. Great experience.
And then, of course, a lot of people will think, well, geez, this, hopefully she went to school and she's destined for stardom. Or is it the kind of thing where it's like, well, I had this documentary about me and I'm still on the beach?
It's, this is life, Chris, is what she says at one point in the film. Mm. And life in India is, it's not, you know, point A to point B, like what we're kind of used to. So she does get an education at 17. It's a short one because there are many challenges in trying to educate someone with zero foundation of school, right? But I think that ultimately it has changed her life, and as some people have pointed out, it could change the lives of others who watch the film, particularly in India. And that's one thing that, you know, we don't know the end game, how things play out. So who knows, you know, whether 5 years from now, other families start breaking the cycle. Maybe this is just one small, story that helps do that. But that's ultimately what the people in India are trying to do, the NGOs and the schools. They recognize that there is this cycle that needs to be broken, and that ultimately education is the key to freedom. So I just, it wasn't my own drum that I was beating. I got an NGO involved and was trying to help them do their thing by breaking that cycle.
Last question for you. Are there any type of child labor laws in India, or is this type of kind of more of a Wild West?
You know, in 2009, so I started filming in 2008, and my last trip was 2015. And in 2009, they had just introduced a new labor law prohibiting children from under 18 of working. But it's how do you enforce that? You know, when it's so entrenched in people's cultures that the parents worked when they were young, they didn't go to school. So they do the same with their kids. So in Shilpa's case, you know, she was a young girl, and her destiny was pretty much written right from the start that she would be working, and she'd be the one bringing home the money, doing the cleaning, doing the cooking. And then what normally happens is these girls in her culture have been married off when they're like 14, 15 years old.
The film is called Queen of the Beach, and it is available on digital August 15th, 11 Festival Awards. We've been speaking with the director, Cleese McDonald. Congratulations on the film, and thanks for dropping by.
Congratulations.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, good stuff. And, Jan, did you ever perform down on the beach in L.A.?
Yeah. And shall we stop it right there?
Goodness gracious. All right, we will bring in another film critic. Thelma Adams will join us once again. She'll talk about the fall slate on MHZ, see what's going on.
You know, I'm a film critic for many, many years, and I can't wait to ask her the stuff that people ask me.
Yay, you get to interview one of your own. Sounds good, Jan.
Yeah.
I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Labor Day events here at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop 40 to 70% off almost everything. Plus tanks from $5, shorts from $10, and jeans from $20 through September 7th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Now at Banana Republic Factory, 50 to 70% off almost everything, including fall-ready favorites. Discover essential sweaters, easy denim, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Rick Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at Yo Mama's house last night. Now, back to Fat Boy.
Oh, that hurts my feelings. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you and Jan Wall all around the world on American Forces Radio Network as well as syndicated in the USA. It's our pleasure to welcome back to the show the veteran film critic, New York-based Thelma Adams, and she's here to talk about the fall slate on MHZ. Thelma, welcome back to the show. Isn't it amazing the amount of content that we have? It's not all great, but have we ever had so much content in our lives?
No. We never have. We have so much choice.
Yeah. Scary, isn't it?
And I feel like that in America, we're just now seeing the influx of international content.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like what would be an example of that, Thelma?
Well, MHC Choice is all international content, foreign mm-hmm. language with subtitles. And here we have a Senegalese French show called Wara, which is the name of the lead character. That's just an amazing political thriller in a series format about preserving democracy in West Africa.
Mm. I looked at some of the trailer of that, and boy, it's very personal as well. I mean, you really connect in with the lead characters.
It's very personal. I think in this kind of political thriller, what you have is a central character, Professor Wara, who is a very charismatic man. And he's also a man in full. He's married, he has a daughter, he's teaching at a university, and he loves horses. He's a betting man. He loves racing. So you have this character who is not one that we've seen frequently, which is, you know, a man in West Africa, a man uh-huh. in full.
Mm. So listen, I'm a movie critic, too, and have been for about 40 years, and made my living as that. Yeah, yay. And so you've done it for a long time, Thelma, and I get asked the same questions. Do you take notes during a movie? No. What makes you a movie critic? I come from my heart, if it's worth your time and money. I mean, I have to answer these things every day, it seems like. Could you answer a couple of these questions? I mean, what... And how do you become one, you know? I mean, you know,
I just tell people to go with your movie. And I just want to say, as a film critic, what I love about working with MHZ Choice is that the content, the shows, are continually high quality. And by high quality, I mean I want to watch them, and I want to watch the next and the next and the next, more than I want to watch other shows and even movies that are out
there. Yeah, you're lucky. You don't have to watch crap, in other words.
I mean, I do. I also review for AARP. Excuse me, I'm not saying that it's crap, but I mean,
yeah,
over one's career, which mine started in 93 full-time,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, you kiss a lot of frogs. and there were other times when I was working at newspapers where I did take notes because I really loved to do a quote from the movie
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
use that to show how it resonates through the whole movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
makes sense.
I used to take notes. I think in terms of reviewing anything that's comedy, notes kill laughter.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, and I see, you know, I see a lot of movies and a lot of streaming content. Mm-hmm. And I always feel like it comes back to story and to dialogue and to, you know, mm-hmm. and to wanting to see these rich characters interact. And mm-hmm. I would say that is a standard for all the shows that we have, except obviously for the documentaries, which have a whole nother market or a whole nother emphasis.
Speaking with Thelma Adams about MHZ Choice, so many different shows from Europe and beyond. And by the way, there is a promo code Labor Day 21. You put that in at checkout, you get 50% off your first 6 months. Once again, Labor Day 21. I wanted to ask you about the show from France called Mafiosa, about a woman in Corsica, because this is now entering its fifth season. Why has this been so successful?
Well, why has it been so successful? It takes you to an exotic place. It's a family drama about a mob family in Corsica, and at its center is a very strong woman who doesn't want to be told what to do, and who ultimately, I think what you find in mob movies is whoever has the biggest cojones mm-hmm. is a central character. And this is just a case where the sister, the daughter, has the biggest cojones. In the end, she will do what it takes. And I always kind of go back to the way to Michael Corleone, like mm-hmm. in the end, mm-hmm. however sophisticated he was the most strategic and the most vicious, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. You see that also in Mafiosa. And I think there's a real hunger in America. I mean, you saw it with Mayor of East Ham? I'm sorry. The HBO show.
Mayor of East Town, yeah.
Yeah. You saw how people respond to that woman and to that character and to that story. And I think what you find in something like Mafiosa or our new show, Captain Maria, you find these dynamic female characters who are, you know, have a complicated work-life balance and also, you know, don't have to be 22, don't have to be cute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's amazing. So how do you answer people?
Mm-hmm. Pardon me? Ask me a question.
Go ahead. I love to review things like that, you know, and I get this big hassle with my bosses because I have a number of outlets, we don't want to hear about Halston or Bridgerton or, you know, whatever, because they're not real movies. How do you answer that? They are movies. They're stylistically.
I think that's old thinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whether I'm talking about Wara, set in Senegal, which shows the importance of democracy as well as creating major characters, or whether, you know, I spent the weekend catching up on Queen's Gambit.
Mm-hmm.
And even in Wara, you find that while there's the titular character, who's a man, who's a law professor, there's also a young woman who mm-hmm. is not as cautious as he is, who's a firebrand. And so you get these unique women characters that appear in this international
mm-hmm.
Series that we're not getting in the ones that are made by committee here in the United States.
Right, right.
And I think that now for me, although there are films I really like, and I will watch the Oscar films that are coming up that are starting, you know, at Telluride in Venice.
Right, right.
I passionately love these series. Mm-hmm. And I think that started from two things. I fell in love with reading Scandinavian noir books, and then with the series that came out of them. And those often had very complicated female characters, as well as complicated male characters.
Uh-huh.
One doesn't want one or the other. One wants the whole collision of all these complicated people.
What is that Scandinavian one with Kenneth Branagh? That was so amazing.
Wallander.
Jesus.
Wallander.
I went crazy for that.
Yeah. And there's a and they made it in Scandinavia. There was one previously that was also good. But I find that there are just what we have is such variety. We have things like The Undertaker, which is about a cop who becomes an undertaker and continues to do investigations. But that one is lighter, funnier. He's more quirky. You know, there's a lot of flavors to these. Some are funny, some are light, some are quirky, some are dark. And you do get that variety that you don't always see when you're turning on NCIS.
Right.
God knows, my husband loves that show.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, mine too. Oh, my God, this is so fascinating. And how great you have the same name as the greatest editor ever, Thelma Schoonmaker. I mean, that's pretty
good.
Oh, yeah,
exactly. The greatest. Right? She's the greatest. Martin Scorsese's editor, lifelong.
That's right. And I've met her, and she's just remarkable. It's so great to talk to her. Also, Thelma Todd, if you're into Hollywood in the 20s, but that's
another
story. And there's a connection to the mafia there, so that brings us back to the mob.
There is also a woman that drove off a cliff with that name, too.
Yeah, with Louise.
Right.
That's, yeah, exactly.
Oh, Thelma and Louise. Oh, yeah.
Thelma and Louise. I think also I really love to armchair travel. And so these series, like, I love Berlin, the one that's to Tort, Streets of Berlin, that premiered this month or last month, was fantastic. And also because I love the streets. I love seeing places that I know. In the same way that I love, you know, watching Gigantes, which is a mob, a crime drama based in Madrid. And it's like, this is these are streets in Madrid that I could not walk down alone at night. And here I have access to it.
Well, I was thinking the same thing when I saw the Estonian season of Pank. Like, how often do you get a series set in Tallinn, Estonia?
Oh, exactly. What a beautiful place.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, it's a beautiful place if you're in the right neighborhood.
I think that you can say that about, you know, lot of places. But that is what's made me so passionate about seeing these shows, is that I see stories in formats that are familiar, you know, the crime drama, the crime thriller, the police procedural. So I know kind of the stations of the cross, but then each one has a different national flair. I kind of love the Ima Tatarani's, where, you know, you have this Italian female cop, and she's always running around on cobbled streets with high heels and simple dresses. And you're like, you know,
what?
I just kind of love it, you know, or Captain Marlowe, which is so liberating to me. It's just, there's a lot of choice, but I really feel like with MHZ, there's not a bad choice.
Well, there it is, and we got to leave it there. Once again, mhzchoice.com, promo code LaborDay21, 50% off your first 6 months.
Wow.
We've been speaking with the film critic Thelma Adams. Thelma, love the passion.
Oh,
Thank you very much.
Terrific. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Total pleasure. Bye. Have a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
And, Jan, you got a little wreck on the other side?
I do have a wreck. Yeah.
All right, we'll do that next. Come on back, everybody.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere.
The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Can't stay at home, can't stay in school. Old folks say you're pulling a fool. Day on the streets, I'm the girl next door. I'm the fox you've been waiting for. Hello, daddy. Hello, mom. I'm the
Rick Tittle is a majestic stallion.
All right, Jen Wall, what should we be watching?
Well, you know, it's Labor Day, as Thelma just said, Labor Day weekend, and I'm doing an hour tonight on KGO Radio, right. 8 to 9, about Labor Day in the movies, you know, working stiffs in the movies. And I saw the funniest film made a couple of years ago called Office Space, and this thing is hysterical about this sort of soul-crunching job that this guy has in a internet firm in the 90s, and it's just funny. I mean, it's a comedy, but it's about how awful it can be in an office situation. It's called Office Space. It made me laugh, and when I think about it, I laugh again, and that's okay.
Wow, that's a cult classic. I've seen it 100 times. I've had Dieter, what's his name? You know, I use a lot of those drops. You know, in the show, I have an Innentech polo shirt too.
Yeah, it's the funniest thing. The idea is so good. Office Space. If you just need to laugh, and God, don't we all?
It's a Mike Judge movie. And by the way, I went to my first movie last night in a theater.
Whoa! Where'd you go? What'd you see?
Since March of 2020, or 2019, geez, what year is it? I saw the movie The Night House. It's a Rebecca Hall movie.
Oh.
Starts off, it's a very intelligent, scary movie.
She's so good.
Kind of a dumb end, but it was just good to go get some popcorn, and there was almost nobody in the whole theater. All right. Jan, thanks for the office rec, office space rec.
Yeah, it's fun to think of that for Labor Day, huh?
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time. Come on back.